Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. You know, I'm speaking to all Americans, wherever you are, in our 50 states, our district, Columbia, and territories around the world. I'm speaking on your behalf for your benefit. I wish you would know that, and I wish you would communicate that to everyone. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. I am Curtis Clinton, fighting for the presidency of our country as a non-politician, a person from the people without campaign financing. So did I stack the deck against me? I'm relying on all of you. I'm relying on how Paul Revere did it over 200 years ago. And that was with word of mouth. And only word of mouth is still free. Freedom of expression, free. There is free lunch. My election is, there's no campaign financing, there's no campaign expenses. I don't indulge you for your money. I'm not looking to get from you other than to give you, and only if I can be in the White House as your president. It is 5:30 this Thursday, the first day of September 2016 here in Northern Virginia, broadcasting live from my backyard without script. What you hear is coming straight out of my mouth. I read some news in the morning, and I try to carry that news with me. Sometimes some articles skip. I may have failed to mention Louisiana, Baton Rouge, and how devastating that experiences, then Ellicott City, and then the forest fires out west and in the middle of our country. These are tragedies, as well as lack of food, indigency. I think it's indigency. Not having enough money, not getting to where you're supposed to be going or getting. Our Native Americans, our first Americans, immigrants, people out of work, our students, seniors, young. You know, there's so much that has to be done. And we're squabbling over what needs to get done and how it's to get done. Congresses, the White Houses, if you're a Democrat and you get elected to the White House, you are seen as a presidential Democrat Party member. And if you're Republican, the same holds for you and your Republican Party. But if you're a non-politician, you're open to everyone. That's what I am. I'm open to solutions. I'm open to decisions. I'm open to signing bills. I will be promoting bills that need to be made on your behalf. Think about something personal very shortly. You know, the U.S. Army, our government pays the NFL to feature servicemen's celebrations. The NFL is charging our military and our U.S. government for celebrating and recognizing our military. If that's not a sham, if that's not a sin, if I get into the White House, I'm going to ask for every penny of it back. The declaration of apology. You know, when this concussion story came out, there was settlement, but the NFL did not agree to admit liability. You know, we have freedom in this country. If you do something wrong, you are free to confess. You are free to take the blame. And if you don't, I will see to it that you get the blame. In bold print, on every radio and TV station I can find, the NFL is scum for what they allow and don't allow. They could not discipline Colin Kaepernick. He has the right to do what he does. But how he is treated by members of the NFL are all open to freedom of expression. The problem I have with Colin Kaepernick, and I'll be speaking about J.P. Morgan Chase and mortgages very shortly in the Supreme Court. You know how slick and sleazy our Supreme Court is? Yeah, the president needs to take a look at that. The president needs to clean house for some of the justices for what they told behind our backs. And you have to read some of the inordinate news articles that are out there to really learn what's going on. I only hear a small portion, fraction of it. And so I can't answer everything or address everything, but let me tell you, I will address everything. Now, I'm not like Donald Trump, who says some stupid things, or Hillary Clinton, who says some... I'm not like either of them. I wrote today, inspiration of writing to a major investor on Wall Street. You know, I'm vying for the presidency. I may not fit the bill, but I am not Bill. I'm not Hillary. I'm not Donald. I'm better. I'm better because of everything I don't have, of everything that I've been denied, of everything I've had trouble with. I'm sick of trouble. Well, it's not the trouble that others that people or other nationals of other countries under unrest and civil warfare, Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, countries that don't allow for it, North Korea, Iran. We have freedoms. But those freedoms are not guaranteed. Those services are not guaranteed to all of us. Today I called the chairman of the banking committee and the ranking member of the banking committee, because J.P. Morgan Chase is doing something that is intolerable, unprofessional, incompetent. 3 months my wife is waiting for a loan, a mortgage. And in numerous phone conversations, everything is fine, she's told. Oh no, you got to do this. Oh, now everything is fine. Today, after a Monday or Tuesday phone call where everything was fine, it's not. Once again, called for the chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase. You know who I got? A representative for checking and savings. Mm-hmm. Then I tried to get to the executive committee. And who do I get? Another person. And she hung up on me. Well, I'm going to tell you. I will ask J.P. Morgan Chase for a 1% discount and $500 back. And I will do it for each and every one of you who have the same problems with J.P. Morgan Chase. Enough is enough is enough. I still want marching bands on TV during halftime. Our sons and daughters, my daughter was in marching band, and we couldn't see her on TV. We had to go to her school to watch her. And we didn't get close-ups like a camera can do. You know, like they do close-up of plays and replay. We didn't have that. We had to sit 200 feet away and try to see all the members of the marching band. Now, marching bands are part of athletics. Kep bands are part of athletics. And we should see them just as equally and not hear the big mouth, stop mouth, bull ass carry of some sports announcers repeating. This person went 8-17. This person rushed for 92 yards in 15 carries. Or 92 yards in 15 carries. 6 yards and 2 inches per carry. Very good. Very nice. Second score? Then write down the yards. You want it said to you? Read the chart at the bottom of the screen while we're seeing 3/4 of the marching band, or 3/4 screen featuring the marching bands. Our Supreme Court has allowed banks and others involved in finance and mortgage fiasco of years ago to contribute money to other organizations not necessarily linked or suffering under those false, misleading procedures. In other words, banks can give money to other organizations and say,
"I 10% of $10 billion to organization I support. That is what made that a possibility. Instead of holding the thought, holding the line, staying with the program and saying, you can reimburse, or you will fund those people and entities who were deeply, dearly affected by your action. There's not that. And you need to know about it. I just found out about it. Donald Trump doesn't mention it. Hillary Clinton doesn't mention it. If you're a victim of that, there's a problem. I want to know about it. I will see the problem being fixed. That's the only way to deal with problems. Today I called a case in Texas. I had an idea when I read about this individual in the sports world and announcing or interviewing or host or something going for the doctors there. No, we don't have their phone number. We have their email. I don't want to. Have you read my podcast writings? You see how many misspellings I have? I trust a spelling checker. Now I got to verify the spelling checker. Trust but verify. And take more time looking for in, I-I-N, or half I-N. Where's the T? Where? It's raining. I got to move. Because some of the food I have, all got wet. And the phone, of course, so that's a liability. So as I get up from a plastic 1990 lounge chair with no cushions, because, see, we can't afford new stuff. Yeah, we're not poor, but we're not rich. We pull in about $100,000 a year. Probably not sure the problems we got. There's no taxes. We still would be unable to fix our home. Many of you pay taxes and you can't even live it. Something is wrong. A major investor said, you know, there are a lot of rich people who do good for people, a lot of rich people who do good things. I'm aware of it. And for those who don't, I have a special tax called, you got rich in America because of America, because of you, because you latched on to America, America's security, America opportunity, and you got rich. Well, you know, we never asked you for a tie before, but I think now is an appropriate tie. There are people starving. You took the wind out of sails of small businesses. You conglomerized so many little family operations, businesses, mom-and-pop stores, entrepreneurs. You bought them out. You forced them out. You fired many of your employees because you merged. Because you were selfish. You wanted big golden parachutes, silver parachutes. Damn you for the parachutes. Military doesn't have the best protection. I've actually been waiting 3 months complying with all the requests of the bank, JP Morgan Chase. I want to go to Supreme Court. I want to whip their ass in court. As president, I want to whip everybody's ass that deserves their ass whipped. Not with a switch or a stick or whatever, legally. Hear the movie? I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm as mad as hell. I'm going to take it for a very long time and maybe forever if I don't get in the White House. Because Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or anybody else is not caring for you, is not thinking about you, is not, you know, just because I say, let's all get in with 120 million write-in ballots, I think I'm going to get in and forget about all of you? Where should I? Why should I forget about the people? I'm a person. I don't belong to the jet set. I don't belong to the rich people. The Supreme Court is sleazy. Congress and the White House. They do things. There's an article today in the Washington Post
or the New York Daily News, .com or wherever, that White House isn't as transparent. Google gets access to the White House more than any other company. Why? What's so special about Google? What? Rich people. You know, two people. Yeah. They're in Google. You're not. You don't get to see the White House. Huh? You try to make an appointment to go to the White House. See how that works out. Please, tell me how that works out. I bet you don't get in. Yeah. I'll put a dollar on that bet. I don't got any more money than that. I'll put a dollar on the bet. You betcha. I'm the only one thinking of you, caring of you, and trying to fight for you. I'm the only one, and you don't even notice me. I'm not on TV still. I ain't going to win without being on TV. Oh, you're going to surprise me. Yeah, November 8th, you're going to surprise me. That'd be nice. But, you know, there's no surprises here. You know it and I know it. And you know I'm going downhill. You know I'm going down the tube because what I'm trying to do is impossible and hasn't been tried. And if you're not on Facebook or Twitter, which are abominations, they're scandalous. They're usurpation of your private information. You know, I just tried to download an app, or I inquired about an app for 980 so I could hear Zabe's Daily Special or whatever they call it now. I forget, and I'm not thinking. Daily Zabe. Yeah. We collect your privacy information. We put cookies and other things on your phone. Really? You're being watched. You complain about the government watching you? What about all these companies with their apps watching you? Yeah, you don't know about it. Well, I'll see to it. I'll go to Congress and I'll say, enough of this press. Guaranteed anonymity. Guaranteed. And if not, $1 million fine for every violation. That'll stop them in their tracks. You watch. That will stop them in their tracks. You got to have fortitude. First, you got to have faith that I can do this thing. Then you need to have fortitude. It can give me the opportunity to do this thing. Without that, these things will never happen. Never happen. And we're so close to it happening because every one of us are fed up with these presidential candidates that are complete failures. Got to close the roof of our cars so we couldn't afford a car. We couldn't afford a car, so we had to take a loan. Yeah. Like we really have money. Our refrigerator doesn't work. Our stove has one burner. We live like this. It's okay. We're too old to go on a honeymoon. When we go to the beach and try to wear bathing suits, we won't look good. Some insects or birds are on our flowers. Hey, cardinal is eating. Told you. There they go. Oh, little cheeky taking some. I love it. Two feeding out of the same hole when one is standing perched in front of another. Opening. Oh, drinking water. Good. So I did do something good. You know, if I can see it for wild months, imagine what I could do for people. If I can call this Texas company, this Texas Cancer Research Medical Facility, what can I do for you? What can I do for us? Imagine. That was your part. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You want me to answer that question?
Nothing.
You're not going to do anything. Go down this road,
and fail along with everybody else. Oh, it was a bird. That's great. By all means, you can have some of that. I'm not disgusted. I'm disappointed that nobody has put me on TV, that millions still don't listen. I'm disappointed because I'm the only real thing. I'm not unreal. I'm the only real thing. Giving real opportunity and hope and accomplishment and deeds done and all the other people in this election. Yeah, I just dropped something. You try to do good for somebody. I wish you well. See how it turns out. That's 551. Excuse me, 552.
I'm a little wet from
rain. It's okay. Well, you might just feed that to the speakerphone, and that's it, then you're not going to hear my real voice. But what I say is real. What I can do, what I say I can do is real, and I can do what I say I can do. You see, Congress has to work with me. They don't have a choice. You would select me, they don't have a choice. And the more of you who select me, they have the least of choosing not to work with them. That's what I say, 120 million writing ballots. My wife says, that's crazy. We're asking for the world, and no, I'm not. I'm asking for all of us to be all in. You want change? You want good? Well, you got to be a boy. But there'll be others who we throw life preservers to and send out little lifeboats and everything. Okay, fine. We'll help them. For me to help you, for me to lead our country, I need you. You don't need me right now, but you'll need me come election day, come inauguration day. You will need me. Of course, the more presidential is Hillary Clinton, but the best presidential is Curtis Clinton. I don't carry the same problems that Hillary Clinton had. Sure, I don't. I will ask you this last question. Does Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have a problem getting a loan? Does Donald Trump and Ivanka, does he have, do they have trouble getting a loan? And does Curtis Clinton have problems getting a loan? The other kind of question is, rich, famous people don't have problems getting anything. Everybody else has. I'm with everybody else. I'm sick and tired of that result of not getting what we should be getting fair and square. It's only one person, me. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump are standing in your way to a better life, a better government, a better world. I just had to take care of a scratch on my nose, so maybe I sounded funny for a while. It's up to you. I'm still here. Come November 9th, I'll be disappointed not being elected and knowing that the country will never get better under the person who won. You know, it's really a shame. And the shame is on all of us
if I don't make it to the White House.
I have nothing to be shameful for. I've said everything that has to be said. I've said what's good for us. You don't like some of what I say because it's tough. It may be hard on you, giving up the greed and, you know, the privileges that you get or working for corrupt organizations. Yeah, we can make them clean again. It can make you justifiably good and happy again. We, 120 million writing ballots. Not just 55 million, 75 million, 82. No, no, let's go all out. You want better? You got to go all out. You got to trust. What do you do when the life of the family member is on the line? You go all out. of the life of you and our country, innocents who get shot, veterans, uncared for people, the poor, the needy, first Americans, our military, all the kids, school children. Part of the joke, the Department of Education has taken $75 million or billion dollars, and what do I accomplish? Bull crap. Cow manure. I'm the only one. What are you going to do about it? I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm vying for the presidency without campaign financing, being a non-politician, a better Clinton whom money can't buy. I've got a lot of good qualities. I've got a lot of good decision-making. I've asked. I've not been answered. Good luck. Be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. Good day.